Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Toyo Open Country AT3. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed...
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre. Straight Fire for Monday, July 18th. Hope everybody had a phenomenal weekend. Mine was spectacular. Utterly spectacular. We'll get to it in a moment. I know you care about hashtag dad life. If you follow me on Instagram, you already know the kind of stuff I'm going to talk about in a second. But first, I'm told by producer Rob that I need to probably open with Rory McIlroy getting beat by a guy with a mullet at the British Open, aka The Open, over the weekend. I'm sorry. I did not see one shot. I did not bet on it. I know that makes me a bad person, right? As a gambler. I'm sorry. Like, Summer, you got to take time off. Who can gamble all the friggin' time? Like, I don't know how you could do that and have a life and have a wife and have two kids and try to be as active as I am. I didn't watch the Open. I did watch all the LeBron highlights, and we will talk about it in depth with our guest, Mark Medina. He's back. He was in the building, as they say, for the Drew League, where LeBron showed up and Kyrie Irving was supposed to. Yeah, we're going to go there. Sorry. I know. You guys are sick of me bashing Kyrie Irving. I'm sorry. What can I say? I hosted the Herd radio show with Chris Broussard on Friday, and man, I guess the Herd audience thought I was too harsh on Kyrie and really coming after me. You guys are upset. Listen, I'm sorry. What can I say? I'm out on the guy. Prove it. Prove it, Kyrie, that you want to be a team player and a winner and you want to commit to playing basketball instead of all this ancillary side stuff. Prove it. That's all you got to do. In other news, for my Southern California friends who listen to the podcast, I need to give a shout out to this place called Wild Rivers, a new water park that just opened. My wife, who basically does a great job at finding cool stuff to do, because she's, you know, savvy with that internet. She knows how to kind of navigate it and find the best things out there. And this water park opened like 2 weeks ago, a soft opening, and it's not even fully complete. Like one or two of the rides were not open. And we were able to go. It was not overly packed. It was not like a seedy crowd. You know, sometimes at water parks, they serve alcohol and people are liquored up, and by 3 o'clock, there's fights and expletives. None of that stuff. It was awesome. Made a little video with my daughter, teaching her how to create videos online. And it was just an awesome time. And, you know, I tried to heal up for Sunday's basketball game, the showdown of the top two teams in the Dad League. I know you guys are thrilled hearing about this. And it was a team we beat by 30 earlier this year, but they didn't have their other guard and one other good player. So we didn't think like, oh, we won by 30. But problem is, we had a bunch of guys injured and out this week. And I, of course, you know, busted my eye open last week again. And the wife was like, you know, why don't you just take it easy for a little while? And the doctor was like, or the plastic surgeon guy who said, you don't need stitches this time, but take it easy for a little while. I was like, all right, I'll take a few days off. But then we had a guy bow out. We can't just have five. So we only had six. And I was like, all right, I'm not going to start. I'm not going to play a lot. You know, I still got a bit of a shiner. I did the herd last week with Cowherd for 2 days. And, you know, black eye on TV. You couldn't really tell. But I you don't want to get it busted open again. So I went in not wanting to play a lot. And we opened the game destroying this team 30-10. We're up like 15 at the half. And then second half, like 3 minutes in, this dude, you know, their second best player, you know, they're getting frustrated because we have two bigs. Dane Crist, I've talked about him, the former Notre Dame quarterback, is on our team. He's just dominant. And we have this other guy, this guy who played briefly in Germany. 6'5". He's awesome talent. Nice guy too. Michael. And so they're getting frustrated, and this is happening like every week. Guys are like coming at us. So a guy who was filling in for us because we didn't have enough dudes, one of my buddies who's a really good basketball player, point guard, Dane passes out of a triple team for this guy to get an easy layup, and one of their players comes on and does the Zaza Pachulia. You know how he sticks his foot under? To Kawhi Leonard, remember that? This guy comes in, it's like a wide open layup, and he just gets right in the guy's landing spot. And he turns his ankle, and he comes out. I'm like, dude, Justin, you good? He's like, I don't know. Like a minute later, I was like, you ready to come in? He's like, I'm done. So we only had five guys for the final 15 minutes. Of course, the other team makes a furious comeback. We're worn down. You know, we're old dads. We're all in our 30s and 40s. And they're, you know, they've got their young kid who's like 23 years old, thinks he's amazing. And he's talented, but he doesn't know how to play basketball. You know, setting screens, talking. I face guarded their second best player, denied him the ball, and then their hot dog would basically just come down and do like some James Harden sidestep three, you know? And like, sure, you're going to make two or three of those, but you're also going to miss like 10 of them. And he just did a bunch of nonsense, and we ended up winning by like six or seven. Good game, and, you know, one of their nice guys that I've talked to throughout the season, because he comes to, like, the other games and scouts, is like, oh, we'll see you in the championship. I'm like, dude, we didn't have half our team. I didn't want to say you're dead, but as long as the rest of our guys show, we will win the championship. And again, I know you want to get to Mark Medina. Just one quick thing. Why I'm so into this is my buddy, a buddy of mine who I grew up with, went to Notre Dame and played soccer. He was, like, captain of the soccer team. I mean, he's an awesome player. His son is a big-time talent. He is playing for the Philadelphia Union Academy team. He's playing up. Like, I mean, this guy's, he's going to be something. I don't know if he's a U.S. national team member, but he'll be in the pool for sure. Anyways, so my buddy joins this soccer league outside Philadelphia, you know, like 10 years ago. And he played at Notre Dame, so obviously he knows, like, good soccer players. So they start a team and win the championship. And he tells me, like, we started a dynasty. And they won every year but one. And they're, like, just reloading every year the way Alabama football does. And we're going to build that in this league. I'm just telling you right now. I don't know if any of the other guys in the league listen. We got, like, 10 other dudes who are itching to play. And we'll just get a team together, and we're going to win this every year. And it's not like we got any young guys. I don't think we have any guys under 35. And if we need to, we'll recruit under 35. But I like the idea of building a dynasty, even if I'm not. And I had a bad game Sunday. You know, I went in not wanting contact. I didn't want the eye to get hit. So I, like, stayed out of the lane. I got like four shots, missed them all. Just playing defense and passing the ball to our bigs and let them go to work. But I just, folks, I love basketball. I'm sorry. I just love playing it. Some guys tell me they like to run, you know? And I'm like, okay. So I went through a running phase during COVID when, like, everything was locked down. Running was fine. But you're, like, running against yourself. It's not exciting to me. I like competing with other people. And we were, when we led these guys 30-10, Dane had an awesome block, and then we hit ahead to the guy, Michael, probably our best overall player, and then he lays it up and one, and I just yell, ah! And our team was so fired up, and I know this sounds super nerdy, but guys, it's fun. Listen, I don't want to get too philosophical. You got one life. You got to have fun. Enjoy it. You got to have as much fun as you can. And I'm telling you right now, I will have as much fun as humanly possible. All right, let's get to our guest. He is Mark Medina, NBA.com, and he's a Fox Sports Radio NBA insider.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
You know a guy.
Jason likes to think he knows everything when it comes to sports.
I know what sports fans want.
But for everything he doesn't, he knows a guy who does.
Let's just say I know a guy who knows a guy who knows another guy.
All right, let's welcome into Straight Fire a guy you know well. He was here recently, but he was so good we got to bring him back. Plus, he had a front row seat for LeBron at the Drew League on Saturday. Mark Medina, NBA.com, and now Fox Sports Radio NBA insider. Mark, how good was your Saturday, huh?
Jason, it was a zoo, just kind of like what the entire NBA season. I thought, you know, things would settle down after getting back from Las Vegas with Summer League, but you know what? Free agency hasn't been resolved and the NBA offseason as a whole hasn't been resolved. So it just seemed par for the course. LeBron James would show up at the Drew League. And also, we were all under the impression that Kyrie Irving would show up. But just like his availability during the regular season with the Nets, That is something that became in question.
Yes, yes, you love it. We'll get to Kyrie in a sec. But first of all, I want to find out, Mark, so when did you first get wind this was going down? Just talk me through the whole thing, because I read something that the capacity at the gym is like 2,300, but there were like 4,500 people in there. I just want to know like how it all came together. You know, how did you get in his media, all that fun stuff?
Yeah, well, first off, shout out to Chris Sands with Yahoo and Dave McMenamin with ESPN. You know, they had reported that LeBron James was planning to play in the Drew League. And, you know, Dave had mentioned that Kyrie Irving was confirmed as well. And this came from, you know, the Drew League commissioner, Dino Smiley. So, you know, look, I drove over there. I've been to the Drew League over the years, ever since 2011, when it became basically a hotbed for NBA players to play some hoop during the NBA lockout. But this is a league in Los Angeles that has been around since 1973. And it's part of my summer routine of, you know, occasionally going every weekend just to check out NBA guys coming in. So I knew the lay of the land, but I also knew that with LeBron James expected in attendance, that it would be a zoo. And to your point, you know, I talked with Dino Smiley afterwards, and he said that people were showing up as early as 6:30 a.m. when the security guards opened the building. In total, about 2,500 fans attended. The gym's capacity at King Drew High School is 1,300. So they may have violated some fire codes here, but, you know, it was all contained. But, yeah, it was a festive atmosphere because of LeBron. You know, it really felt like some version of Crypto.com Arena with Laker fans going crazy with the sight of LeBron James. Anytime he made a dunk, anytime he made a three, there were so many luminaries as well with LeVar Ball dapping him up as soon as he took the court. And then, you know, guys like Draymond Green, Talen Horton Tucker, Montrezl Harrell were on the sideline. And then on the court, you know, LeBron James was playing with DeMar DeRozan. So it was almost the ultimate what if they wound up joining forces last season with the Lakers.
An obvious question from a lot of people, Mark: why would LeBron play in this game? What, like, I don't know if he's played in Drew since what, the lockout was it?
He hasn't played since 2011.
Yeah.
Well, I think there's a few reasons. Few of them are practical. Few of them, I think, are political. I think the practical. Yes. I think the practical part is, look, he's trying to get ready for the season. He came off of a season where he didn't have a clean bill of health. And so I think that this was his way of testing to see how well he felt. And he looked like the LeBron James that we're all accustomed to seeing. And then I think he also, from the political end, I know that, you know, the Drew League means a lot to Los Angeles. So for him to be there, I think it was sending a message that there's this, you know, devotion to the Lakers this season and possibly moving forward. He's eligible for an extension in August. So I can't help but read between the lines. And then the other element is that there was an expectation that Kyrie Irving would show up. And while there weren't plans for them to play in the same game, no doubt there would be so many of those parallels and potential questions. And this wasn't just conjecture. This is what Drew League Commissioner Dino Smiley was under the impression after talking to Kyrie's reps, that he would wind up playing in a game at 11 a.m. and time kept passing and he was a no-show and there was no explanation on why that happened. So it was kind of a very fitting considering Kyrie's season.
Interesting. I didn't put that together, the he's an L.A. guy, and I thought of, as you said, that Jeannie Buss's tweet about Kobe, the greatest Laker. And I wonder, was this, you think, in any way, shape, or form, a message to Jeannie Buss? Hey, by the way, I'm an L.A. guy, too. Look, I'm going to pack the Drew League. I'm going to dominate social media for the day. And, oh, by the way, that guy you don't want, we don't think, Kyrie Irving, he wants to play with me as well.
Yeah, I don't know if the devotion to L.A. was a direct message to Jeannie Buss. I think it was basically a direct message to everyone. But I think that the point about Kyrie, I think that's a direct message to the Lakers organization. And look, you know, speaking of Jeannie Buss, I was able to chat with her for a pretty lengthy interview in Las Vegas, all on the record for a Q&A about, you know, just everything about the season. And I think to Jeannie's credit, while obviously she can't speak specifics because of the tampering rules, you know, I asked her a lot of things that, you know, people can read between the lines when it comes to major moves. I asked her straight up, do you expect a major move? She says, I wouldn't be surprised with anything. But she made it clear that in her eyes, the work is not done. There's still a lot of work that the front office has to do. And while she expressed her full confidence in Rob Pelinka and everyone else in basketball operations, it's her expectation that they're going to be aggressive. I even press further about where does she stand on kind of the philosophy of, you know, how do you value draft picks and other assets versus making a major deal? And she brought up the Anthony Davis trade in the sense that the Lakers had to give up a lot to get him, but it was worth the cost because it resulted in a championship in 2020. Yeah. And I think philosophically, that's what she's looking at here. So I think if you connect the dots, I think she's of the mind that she's pushing the Lakers front office as well to go all in.
So is your vibe that she wants Kyrie, front office wants Kyrie, LeBron wants Kyrie?
I do think so, but I think where there's a little bit of mixed feelings of, you know, where do you draw the line in terms of how many draft picks are you giving up? I think that the Lakers will be willing to give up with one draft pick, but, you know, once you're adding multiple draft picks and you have to take certain players' salary back, that's where I think the discussion gets muddled a little bit. And look, I think I have to be clear with one thing. It's not like the Lakers are incredibly enamored with Kyrie Irving. They do have their own questions, as everyone else, about his availability and his leadership. I think that there's some relative optimism because LeBron James is who he is and he has history with Kyrie that they can manage that part. But I think that this interest in Kyrie is basically in the context of this failed Lakers season and, you know, Russell Westbrook's fit. And so while the Lakers certainly publicly and privately have talked about, hey, Russ can have a better season because presumably he'll play more than 21 games with LeBron James and Anthony Davis, and he'll look better under Darvin Ham than he could under Frank Vogel, and he'll be more willing to buy in with what Darvin wants and what Frank wanted. This is an acknowledgement that there is skepticism about Russ's fit. So I think when you connect all these dots, Jason, it's the equivalent. I was talking about Vegas. The Lakers are is the person at the poker table where they made some, you know, gambling missed decisions. They decided to gamble on their house and put it on the table and they lost it. And the only way to get that back is to put their car up for collateral. So it's not ideal, but it's almost one of those things. But, do you really have any other choice?
Well, the problem is, Mark, is LeBron is the one who forced them to get Russ.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, now I'm not saying that Pelinka wanted DeMar DeRozan or whoever, but by all accounts, it was LeBron who was pushing for Russ. Speaking of, so something went down at Summer League where LeBron went to a game in Vegas, and I don't know all the details. Maybe you do. You know, Russ apparently came in the arena, said hi to everybody, and had no contact with LeBron. Is that true? Did this really happen where they didn't even make eye contact and they were in the same gym?
Yeah. Well, look, I wasn't at Vegas during that time, but the telecast caught all of it. They were on opposite sides of the court. There was no dapping up, no exchanges. And look, you juxtapose that to last summer during Summer League. They were hanging out. They're being buddy-buddy. They're posting images on their Instagram accounts of their off-season workouts. So this wasn't, you know, a coincidence by any means. There are some practical measures here of, you know, Russ, even though it's clear that, you know, he would be fine with getting dealt here, he's also trying to send the message of aligning himself with Darvin Ham, getting involved with the team huddles and being kind of this source of encouragement for the Summer League guys, where, you know, LeBron was having a detached mindset just because, I mean, I don't think he was saying a message other than that's usually what star players do. They don't try to get overly involved with the Summer League team. So it was almost kind of Russ's efforts to try to be involved even more so. But the reality is they easily could have embraced, they easily could have made small talk, acknowledge, and that didn't happen whatsoever.
Mark, is it okay to really like LeBron and root for him, and I think he's the best player in the history of the league, and to also think this last 3 weeks has been pretty dirty and ugly toward Russell Westbrook? And I've been a guy bashing Russ. I said he was a terrible fit and he can't shoot and blah blah blah, but it just feels a little dirty, and like, I can't believe I'm saying this, I feel a little bad for Russell Westbrook the way he's being treated here after they moved heaven and earth to bring him in last summer.
Well, hey, look, I think from a big picture standpoint with LeBron, obviously there's a lot of admirable qualities with how he plays the game, his success, what he's done in the community. But, you know, there are a lot of elements of him having, you know, a lot of politics and ulterior motives. And this is kind of par for the course. But as far as feeling bad for Russell Westbrook, it's hard for me to lend the sympathy card for him simply because when he wanted to go to the Lakers, he knew what he was signing up for, and he knew from talking to LeBron James, Anthony Davis, the Lakers front office, Lakers coach Frank Vogel, that look, we're going to try to tap into what makes you great as a future Hall of Famer, but there's also going to be sacrifice involved. And Russ did not live up to that. And he didn't take any accountability or show any signs of leadership during the ups and downs last season. And look, like, from all accounts, Russ is a great guy as far as, you know, what he is to the community, what he is off the court. But from the, you know, strict parameters that we're evaluating, you know, players on the court and their performances, he did not show any semblances of leadership last season. So because of that, it's hard for me to really feign sympathy, especially because, you know, after Frank Vogel's firing, he, I think, you know, kicked himself a little bit while he was down and acting like Frank didn't embrace him or try to put him in a position to succeed. And while certainly the Lakers front office thought that Frank Vogel had some shortcomings, I think overstated because the majority of it had to do with injuries and a flawed roster. It's not like Frank was a perfect coach, but I think that he came in with the right intentions in finding ways to make Russ effective. And with exception of bringing him off the bench entirely, he spun every single scenario around the wheel. And just with exception for a handful of games, Russ did not play well. And look, you know, 21 games with LeBron and AD doesn't help. But even though in those 21 games, I didn't see really assurances that this trio would work. And I didn't see a lot of assurances that Russ would be doing his part to try to make it work. So while LeBron isn't immune from those criticism from a big picture lens and overall, when it pertains to Russell Westbrook, I think he only has himself to blame.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com.
And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, so I largely agree with all of that. I don't know why all of a sudden I have sympathy for Russ, because you're right. No real leadership last season, Mark. But you just said LeBron, AD, and Russ, 21 games. How many did Joel Embiid and James Harden get?
I don't know off the top of my head, but
It's similar number, right?
It's similar number, okay. Yeah.
And everybody's excited about the potential for them working together. Hey, the pick and roll worked last year. Wait till we get a full season. Are we not giving, and again, I have been crushing Russ for how bad he was. I thought he should have come off the bench. But do you think that maybe they should get a few more games together?
I don't think so, but I think the larger point is that you're making is this isn't just Russ's fault, right? While there are things that he needs to take accountability for and fail to do so, I think that there's a lot of feelings within the Lakers that, you know what, Anthony Davis didn't hold up his end of the bargain. While maybe that might be unfair to him to some degree because he is an injury-prone player and injuries happen, there is a feeling that he hasn't done his part with his training routine and his preventative work to, you know, give himself the best odds of having a clean bill of health. When you juxtapose that with LeBron James, yes, he's had his own issues with injury. Lots of it just being the fact that he's entering his 20th season and the injuries that he's had, they were freak injuries, but I think that it's taken him longer to come back from them. But when he's been on the floor, he's been LeBron James, where in Anthony Davis's case, a lot of these injuries have taken a lot longer than anticipated for him to return from. And when he is on the court, he hasn't been the same player as he was during his first season with the Lakers, where he and LeBron James just seemed like this unstoppable 1-2 duo. And particularly in the NBA bubble, you know, keep in mind during the NBA finals, there's actually legitimate debate, myself included, wondering after the first two games, could Anthony Davis win finals MVP? He was playing that dominant. And now, granted, the rest of the series, LeBron James kicked it up an even bigger notch. AD had some minor injuries that he had to deal with, but he still played a really good series. Fast forward 2 years now, he is not the same aggressive, effective player that he once was. I think that AD means well. I'm sure that he'll try to rectify those things. But these last two seasons, even when you account for injuries, he has not lived up to the potential he has, you know, with his amazing talent of being able to be this dominant big man, this guy that can shoot outside and be one of the best defenders in the NBA.
One more Lakers question, Mark. Robert Horry has a podcast, and his host had said to him last week, hey, so Kevin Durant's on the market. If you're the Lakers, do you trade LeBron for Kevin Durant? And Robert Horry's like, of course you do. No doubt. No questions asked. And it's interesting because I hadn't given it much thought, and I can't see a world where the Lakers do that. But Kevin Durant is, I believe, almost 4 years younger, and he's locked in for 4 more years, whereas LeBron, we know in 2 years he's leaving to play with his son wherever his son goes. So I don't know. I know it's left field. It seems like a pie in the sky. Probably not going to happen. That being said, I got to ask, what do you think, Kevin Durant for LeBron? You think there's anything there? Would you do it if you were the Lakers?
I would do it. The only pause I would have with making that deal is, while obviously LeBron James is a lot older, I think that, for example, he's more equipped to hold someone like Kyrie Irving accountable, where obviously with the Brooklyn Nets, Kyrie, you know, really enabled Kevin really enabled whatever Kyrie wanted to do. They're buddies, that's fine. And this isn't a knock on Kevin. I think that he's been an amazing player. He's been very available, but, you know, he'll be the first to admit that his leadership style is more by example, and he doesn't try to flex his influence in the locker room. He just is a guy that punches in, punches out. But I think when it comes to Kyrie, you need someone like LeBron who, you know, will hold him accountable. But I think from a talent standpoint, no doubt. But that being said, I don't think the Nets would accept that trade. I think that they've been asking for a lot more assets than just LeBron James straight up. So yeah. I think that's where this whole idea of Kevin ever getting to the Lakers, it's just a non-starter. The negotiations that they've had, you know, substantially have obviously been involving Kyrie Irving and what it would take with that. And that's been complicated enough.
LeBron would hate that too. But the Nets would not be committed to a long LeBron future. All right, let's quickly wrap up, Mark, with Donovan Mitchell and the impending trade. I saw a funny headline that Donovan Mitchell, his asking price is New York wants everything short of the Statue of Liberty to be thrown into the deal. Listen, I like Donovan Mitchell. He's had some good playoff experiences. He's been a leader on the Jazz. I also think he has zero all-NBA nods. Now, I know the guard situation is tough in the league, but if you're not all-NBA, are you a top 15 player? So now we're talking about five or six first-round picks plus, I don't know, Grimes and whoever, quickly, whatever. For a guy who's never been all-NBA and has been an all-star three times, it seems like a lot on the surface, but I don't know, if you're the Knicks, you're desperate, you probably end up doing five first-round picks for Mitchell, right?
Yeah, it's tough because, remember, the Knicks went down this road about 11 years ago where they got Carmelo Anthony, but to get Carmelo Anthony, they basically gutted their roster. And while there was some success that Carmelo Anthony had with the Knicks with a few playoff appearances, when he first got there, they didn't really have much of a supporting cast here. I think the Knicks, they're better well-run now. It's much different management. But it is owned by James Dolan still. But that being said, I think that there is a tough line to draw because I think that philosophically, the Knicks should try to get Donovan Mitchell. I think that's ultimately what will happen. But keep in mind, this is Danny Ainge that we're talking about. He extracted so much value in that trade to deal Rudy Gobert to the Minnesota Timberwolves that he's going to be trying to do the same thing, if not more. And this is in line with what he did with the Boston Celtics when he broke up those veterans. He wound up collecting so many draft picks that wound up setting the Celtics up to where they are now that resulted in Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. So I don't know exactly where the line the Knicks need to cross, but they have to keep in mind this thing. It's not just about how great Donovan Mitchell could be on that team, presumably with Jalen Brunson, but who are the players that they're going to that he's going to be pairing up with, because if it's just those two guys and a bunch of random role players, you're repeating the mistakes of the Melo trade. You have line somewhere.
It looks like the Jazz don't want RJ Barrett or aren't demanding him. And then I don't think they want Randall and his salary. So now you're looking at, okay, well, Brunson, Mitchell, Barrett, and Randall. I mean, that's similar to like a Dame and CJ thing in the West a few years back that had a, you know, five or six playoff appearances, one run to the conference finals. Like, that's a pretty good nucleus if you're the Knicks in the East. I mean, you're certainly top six.
Right? Look, I think that would certainly be a great roster combination. And look, the Portland Trailblazers had some shortcomings, but I think one of the underrated parts of that time with Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum is that they're, I think, one of only six teams that made so many consecutive playoff appearances. They did get to the Western Conference Finals in 2019. They got swept by the Golden State Warriors, right, even though they didn't have Kevin Durant. But look, compared to the Knicks, you know, before where they've always been dysfunctional and all that, having consistent playoff appearances, it is a net success. And if you can build off of that, worry about that later. But you have to talk about what has been happening recently. What's been happening recently is they underachieved this season. They thought they finally turned a corner after making the playoffs last season. Now it looks like they're stuck in mud. And this is a move that would help propel them to that next tier. They're not going to be the ultimate elite tier, but you have to have a starting point somewhere.
Yeah, and a lot of people will be like, well, wait a sec, you're not winning a championship with Mitchell and Brunson, two small guards, and Barrett and Randall. Okay, fine, but how about a playoff series? I mean, Mark, look, this century, as I know, I'm a Knicks fan. They have one playoff series win with Carmelo. That's it.
Yep.
That's all. Yeah, I mean, that's nothing.
Yeah, make the play-in tournament, make the playoffs, win a first-round series, and then get from there. You have to at least get invited to the dance first.
And people forget, like, things happen in the playoffs. Like, injuries happen. Like, I mean, you saw the Warriors this year. They got a little lucky. I mean, Ja Morant goes down in the middle of the series, you know? Suns choke. Chris Paul vanishes. Like, things happen. Things break your way. Like, just, you got to get to the playoffs, right, Mark?
100%. Once the playoffs start, like, I don't want to say it's a blank slate, but there's so many extenuating circumstances and timing issues that at that point, you know, really anything can happen.
We'll wrap up with Kevin Durant. I thought last week that maybe he wouldn't go anywhere, and it's starting to look like maybe he doesn't, but if this Kyrie Russ thing happens, would they definitely still not trade KD? I don't know. What's your vibe on Kevin Durant here mid-July?
Yeah, look, when I was in Vegas, you know, the handful of coaches and executives I talked to had mixed feelings. On one hand, they felt like, you know what, in a few hours, a deal could happen. And then in the same breath, they're like, but, you know, there might not be a resolution just before training camp starts. So it's really that unpredictable and it's that unsettling. To answer your question about Russ, there's no way that the Nets would have Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook as teammates. So I think if that Kyrie Irving trade goes through, that's a sign that Kevin Durant's the first domino, or vice versa. There's some feelings that they're going to handle the Kevin Durant trade first, because, you know, that's more complicated and Kyrie's market has frankly just been the Lakers. But yeah, we're not going to see a KD Russ reunion. When you're looking at last week's development, the other wrinkle that kind of complicates this is the DeAndre Ayton free agency decision, with, you know, the fact that the Phoenix Suns decide to match that restricted offer from the Indiana Pacers, you know, from a league rule standpoint, they can now not trade him until January 15th. So that complicates a lot of other things, because there was a feeling that DeAndre Ayton in some way, shape or form wouldn't be involved with a Kevin Durant trade. Maybe it wouldn't be a team for team swap, but it would involve a third or fourth team. And now that that domino is settled, who knows what the next dominoes that could be related. Maybe it's the Donovan Mitchell deal where this is all tied together, but we'll see. It's been a pretty unpredictable offseason, to say the least.
All right, Mark, thanks for taking the time. Glad you survived the LeBron Drew League experience. I'm sure we'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Jason, I appreciate you as always.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home, where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.